This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Nissan studio, two great radio stations across America and down in the Caribbean, too. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now, all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the family workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, and the mechanics keeping things running, as well as the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thanks for the job you're doing, keeping us free and safe and keeping America rolling along, too. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. And without further ado, let's go to Kyle Warren, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It is time to say the pledge, and we got a big news night going on because we got major news coming out of Dallas, Texas. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We emphasize the two words under God. This great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, the noise you hear in the background, folks, going on is a scanner from the Dallas Fire Department, because a tornado moved quickly through Dallas, North Dallas, and struck a 20-mile area of Texas between North Dallas and Richardson, Texas. Now, this is a 20-mile long path, about 2 to 3 miles wide from Love Field. It moved east-northeast, causing heavy damage and debris in its wake. Now, there were no tornado warnings in effect until right about just about the minute of this storm. And Kyle, we know that there was damage done to Dallas County as well as Collin, Hunt, and Kaufman counties, according to the National Weather Service. We've had all kinds of reports, all kinds of calls going on. That's why I'm listening to the fire department scanner in Dallas. They've got people trapped in buildings. They've been getting people out. They've had a number of injuries. There's a nursing home involved in this, a hospital involved in this, a college involved in this, so you take it from there.
That's right, Captain. As we're following the reports that we're getting tonight, we understand that there are several structures, many structures that have been severely damaged. We understand even some schools have been damaged, and also areas, people in the local area there may recognize floor masters on Harry Hines Boulevard. Looks like the whole front of that particular store has collapsed. Also in Richardson, in the residential area there, hit very, very hard. Roofs taken off, trees, light poles down, of course, also power poles, and some 80,000 people across the area at last report, Captain.
And growing.
And growing, that's right. We're out of power. Now, this is very, very important, because if you see any down power line, don't approach it, obviously. Now, they're trying to de-energize, of course, most of that area as they understand what's happening. But, again, don't go near anything. Also, the Office of Emergency Management for the City of Dallas is asking to call 911 only for an immediate emergency, as they are trying to assess the damage that is going on. And people are being asked in many cases to simply stay in place if you don't have any damage and you're okay wherever you are at that point.
Well, let's just listen to this for a minute and see if we can pick up some of what's going on here. I'll wait for
that is affirmative.
That's Dallas Fire Dispatch. And that was the call. That's an engine en route somewhere. All right, well, anyway, I'll put this back down again. There was a whole bunch of barking going on while you were talking there. There's been a structure fire reported, a couple other things. There's all kinds of natural gas leaks, as you might well expect. And, again, to the people that are listening to us, and we have an affiliate in the area, to the people that are listening to us over there and to the truckers going through Dallas, be careful tonight. This wave of storms, this wave of severe thunderstorms, and possible tornadoes and warnings and watches stretches all the way from the southwestern corner of Missouri around Joplin over towards Springfield down into Oklahoma and Arkansas, the western part of Arkansas, the southeastern part of Oklahoma, down into the metroplex of Dallas, and moving into the northeastern part of Louisiana, and that's where we're at right now with this system as it's moving out of the area. Now, in about another hour, Kyle, they're telling us that it'll probably move out of the area, out of the Dallas area.
That's very true. It's a very, very fast-moving storm. One of the reports I saw clocked it at about 55 miles an hour, and, of course, they've also had gusty winds coming through the area. 70 miles an hour, mm-hmm. That's right. So that means it's going to pick up debris that's been left behind by the previous storm and tornado, and we've got a lot of first responders out there, Captain, who are in harm's way.
Boy, I know.
And we hope that they're going to be safe tonight. And, of course, it's dark. This hit about 9 p.m. local time, and they expect these things to move out by about 8 a.m. in the morning. There's really been a double whammy here as we've been watching these two supercells. Mm-hmm. Also up in northwest Dallas, 5800 Rural Lane, condos were being evacuated because there was severe damage there, we understand. When the first light comes up, there'll be a much better way of assessing the damage. But, of course, right now, they're doing the very, very best they can. They've had thousands of cloud-to-ground lightning strikes, too.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we'll keep you abreast of this because, again, truckers out there, if you're on I-40 coming across Arkansas, if you're on I-30 angling down towards Dallas, if you're on I-35 north or south, if you're on I-20 east or west, you are in the path of these storms coming your direction. When you see the thunder and lightning coming your way, that could be a tornado in the mix of all that. Some real severe storms and bad weather out there tonight. I'll be right back with more. Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Don't go anywhere.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years? and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my good friends at Relief Factor. Now, if you're struggling with severe or nagging pain, if you've got arthritis pain, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, knee pain, ankle pain, hip pain, muscle aches in general, then let me suggest that you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right away. Many people, including myself, found relief in just a couple of weeks of use, and I've been taking it for going on about 3.5 years now. And all you got to do is it costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start, plus shipping and handling. It takes about 3 to 5 days to get it to you. All you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain, and order your supply. And about 80% of the people that order this stay on it because it works. Now, I take my Relief Factor twice a day. Once in the morning, once again in the evening, before I start doing my show prep for my radio show, with food, I might add. That's how you're supposed to take it. But occasionally, I have to take it a third time. And when I do, I do. And once in a blue moon, I'll have to take it a fourth time because of the arthritis that I have when it really gets down and dirty and nasty, which that's what arthritis does for anybody that knows about it, that understands what I'm saying. So again, let me remind you, the Relief Factor 3-week quick start plan, $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and I'm sure you're going to be glad you did. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
President Trump is saying that he may leave 200 U.S. troops in eastern Syria to combat ISIS and prevent Syrian government forces and their Russian allies from seizing control of the oil production facilities in the region, currently being guarded by our friendly Kurdish forces.
Well, that's right, and this comes on the heel of the agreement that was obtained just last week to stop the Turkish invasion in the northern Syria. to try to get the Kurdish fighters time to withdraw to get out of there. So this is a very, very interesting development in terms of what the president had talked about before. And of course, many will say he's bowing to some kind of pressure, but perhaps he was able to reassess the situation as the commander-in-chief should do, basically.
Well, let's see. 120 hours was the agreement, and it started out rocky. So you had Friday to Saturday. That's one. Thursday to Friday, that's one. Friday to Saturday, that's two. Saturday to Sunday, that's three. Sunday to Monday, that's four. Monday to Tuesday, which means by tomorrow, that'll be the end of it, and they'll go back to doing whatever they're doing again.
Right, exactly. And then, of course, there'll be a reassessment after that. And you know, I think the president is going to be relying on very severe sanctions against Turkey, basically, in the event that they continue to do what they were doing before. And, of course, these extra troops hopefully put a little bit more of a bite to that.
And, of course, the real key to it is the fact that the Kurds did pull out of that one village, and they moved pretty much down into Iraq. The United Nations is now talking about having to put up another large facility for the refugees there inside Iraq. I believe it was about 8,000 or 9,000 of them. Is that what you heard?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll see how that all works out. And I don't hear Iraq saying they can't do it because that's the only place they really had to go was south. I couldn't go into Turkey. Turkey didn't want them. And they certainly weren't going to stay in Syria. Now, Lindsey Graham, over the weekend, got religion. He reversed his serious stance, and he said that President Trump's policy just might work. So now he's on board.
Well, yeah, it's interesting, you know, because the rising chorus was, and even Lindsey Graham himself almost kind of leading that whole thing about, you know, what is the president doing and this is a disaster and this kind of thing. But again, I think maybe he's also listening to a lot of people across the highways and byways. And by the way, I think it's important to note that I don't think any American wants to put anybody else in danger or create a bad situation.
Of course not.
Exactly. But at the same time, the American people are wondering about the ongoing deployment of forces in different areas and so forth, and perhaps there was a little bit of that coming back towards Senator Graham and others as well, and perhaps they're modifying their position, as it were. But at the same time, though, too, you know, perhaps they're saying to themselves, "Well, you know, this is a doable thing," but yet at the same time, trying to get past the blatant political parts of this whole thing that are being used, especially by the Democrats and the left, as simply another way to bludgeon Trump, rather than instead of going to the White House and having a meltdown and lecturing the president, maybe actually do try to come up with some kind of reasonable policy that they can support, this kind of thing, but instead of what we've been observing.
Right, and I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics here on the radio show, the Captain's America Third Watch. And, you know, the president also had planned to host the G7 at his Doral Golf Resort to show how good America could be, this, that, and the other, to the people that were going to come. And because of all the feedback he was getting from the peanut gallery, namely the Democrats, he dropped the plan to do so. So I guess now they're going to go to Camp David, because the Democrats are going, "Oh, he's going to profit from this. Oh, he's going to make all kinds of money. Oh, he's going to..." When actually what he was doing was allowing them to use the resort at cost.
Right. Well, of course, but, you know, the Democrats don't want to have anything. I mean, can you imagine having this big meeting and then in the background it says Trump, Doral, you know, this kind of thing? To them, that's just, they just can't compute that. It's just too good, basically. I think the president just took another look at that and said.
What did you see when Jimmy Carter was president, when President Carter would go home to Plains, Georgia? What's the first thing that you saw? Carter Peanuts.
Carter Peanuts, that's
yeah.
right.
Billy yeah. Carter's gas station. That's the first thing you saw.
That's right, yeah.
And they got a problem with Trump?
Well, of course. Again, yeah, because, and then you have people like Napolitano, if I recall correctly, I think he said something about the emoluments clause. This is an emoluments problem, basically.
They should have remembered that when Jimmy Carter was president.
Well, exactly. And it's just kind of sad because, again, you know, one of the things that people see, and I think this is really important, because people from all over the world will be tuning in to watch what's happening
sure.
with this meeting. And when they see something, you know, this person in America who rose to this great office, but also was independently, you know, successful, independently wealthy, the American dream in many ways is personified with Donald Trump because of his great success in the real estate world, coming from, you know, just building up and becoming one of the richest people in the world. People look in on that and they say, wow, I wonder if I could do something like that, or if our country could have this kind of real success. And the Democrats, of course, would like to put the kibosh on that because it makes Trump look good. It's just that simple, I think.
Yeah. Now, Mike Pompeo had a couple comments to make yesterday about the peanut gallery. I'll continue to call him that. Adam Schiff. He said that Schiff was running a kangaroo court in the impeachment probe. Well, I tend to agree with him.
Right. Well, I don't know. I mean, if Schiff ever comes out from behind the podium, he might start jumping up and down like a kangaroo, one wonders. Because, yeah, that's what it is. When you have a one-sided investigation where nobody can cross-examine, nobody can say anything really in their defense, you don't have the traditional roles going on. You know the old saying that a grand jury can indict a ham sandwich? Well, you know, this is kind of one of those things, it looks like. But they know, Captain, that if the other side is heard, and that's why if it gets to the Senate, I was listening to Senator Rand Paul the other day, and I mean, you know, it's almost, you don't really want to say bring it on, but I think that if it does get to the Senate, they will be able to show how ridiculous these charges, quote unquote, are, and they're going to take this whole thing apart piece by piece. Democrats don't want that. What they're waiting for is to try to get a critical mass of public opinion so they can say, aha, you see, senators like Mitt Romney, see, you're in the clear now. You can just vote to remove this guy from office and then everything will be fine. It's the most ridiculous miscarriage of American, well, democracy
yep.
and justice that we've seen.
And then there's John Brennan, who made this comment, and it was all about himself, even though he directed it at President Trump. This is John Brennan actually talking about himself.
We're out of time, but I have to ask you the question that a couple of people have asked me over the last 24 hours. How worried should we be?
Well, I certainly, as a national security former professional, I'm worried. I think it is going to get worse before it gets better. I think Trump sees the political walls closing in on him, and so who knows what he's likely to do, whether in acts of desperation on the international front or on the domestic front. But clearly, the man is so unfit and is becoming increasingly unable to carry out just the basic responsibilities of the presidency. And that's why I do think this is a time of great national concern, and I'm hoping we're going to be able to turn the corner before we're going to see real fundamental problems in this country.
And right after that, John Brennan lawyered up along with Susan Rice, along with James Clapper and a couple of other people, as well they should, because their butts are hanging in the ringer right now. That was Clapper talking about himself.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The
Answer. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
U.S. troops have begun moving out of northern Syria under orders from President Trump. U.S. officials say the largest group, about 500 personnel, have been moved out of northeastern Syria. While traveling to Afghanistan, Defense Secretary Mark Esper told reporters that the troops will not be going home, but instead be transferred to western Iraq, where they will conduct operations against the Islamic State terrorist group. Independent Congressman Justin Amash is no fan of that idea.
He's moving troops back into Iraq. He's moving other troops into Saudi Arabia, and he's using our forces almost as mercenaries, the paid mercenaries, who are going to go in, and as long as Saudi Arabia pays us some money, it's good to go.
Amash was on NBC's Meet the Press. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
LaRue from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Wayne LaRue, and you might hear him this week. I'll be checking on it tomorrow. But this portion of the program is being brought to you by your local GEICO insurance agent. Now, GEICO, spelled G-E-I-C-O, has been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk show host. Now, your local GEICO office can help you find coverage for almost anything that you own. They offer coverage for not only your car, the truck that you're driving, but your motorcycle, ATV, boat, RV, snowmobile, ski-doo, swee-doo, whatever it can do. And they even offer you help with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your local GEICO insurance agent. So, all you got to do is go over to the website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. It'll ask you for your zip code. You type in your zip code, and boom, you either get the name of an agent to talk to you, or you can handle it all on the internet via the website in the home office there in Maryland. GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the Pfizer report, we believe, is finally coming out this week. I'm hearing that from my sources. They're telling me the reason that it's been held up is because of declassification and attorney, U.S. Attorney John Durham, who had subpoenaed additional CIA analysts who were involved in the intelligence assessment of Russia's activities that Obama had asked for, which points to an interesting point. Now, I'll let you pick it up from there, and then I'll drop in here after you get done saying a few things.
Well, you know, one of the things that is going to be going on, I think, in questioning these analysts, of course, is going to be trying to corroborate some of the things that we've heard from some of the main players in this whole thing up to now. And if they're not giving the right answer, basically the answer that Durham knows to be true, well, he's going to catch a lot of these people and shall we say, telling an untruth to a United States prosecutor.
He's already going to know the answer to the question.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. It's reportedly prompted these big-time security analysts, including John Brennan, James Clapper, Susan Rice, Peter Strzok, and others, to lawyer up. And there's big concerns over what classified documents Mr. Durham is going to examine. Now, this is where the rubber meets the road, because there is a lot of tension on the Democratic side of the aisle breaking out. This is what I've been told. This is what I believe is absolutely true. But, they're being pressed not to go public, because doing so would reveal potential guilt on the part of who? Why the Democrats?
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. And this is one of the reasons why I think that the commentary from people like Brennan gets a lot worse, a lot more incendiary. You know, it's almost like they kind of know that something is coming that is going to be so explosive that the American people collectively, you know, all across the highways and byways are going to say, aha, you know, this is what's been going on, and they're trying to pretty much frame the President of the United States and all these kinds of things. Yeah.
Well, here's the concern, and here's the aha. Concern is that the CIA analysts will reveal sources of the requests for the call for the assessment, and that would release information about, oh gosh, James Clapper, John Brennan, Susan Rice, and maybe even Barack Obama himself. And that's what the DOG documents are that Sidney Powell, remember her?
Mm-hmm.
The attorney for Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, is requesting and would essentially be exculpatory material that she's seeking. This would also be most certainly part of what would put people on the other side of the aisle in a corner. And in fact, it could lead multiple groups into being charged with a crime for what they did, for the cover-up, for the exposure, for all that stuff. This is really getting down and nasty, and it's about damn time, because I know, and you know, that John Brennan, James Clapper, Susan Rice, these other underlings that were in there, and possibly even Valerie Jarrett, and maybe even Barack Obama himself, and could even be Joe Biden, are all tied up in this.
Well, and one of the things,
and I'm not being a conspiratorialist, I'm dealing with the facts.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA
Radio.
Where
that play out.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
See, Wayne is so anxious he wants to get on the show tonight.
But anyway,
to go back to where I was, we know that this is what's playing out, because we've been getting bits and pieces of this for weeks.
Oh, right. And I think that, as well, it's important to remember that if all of these different operations, as we know them, at least at this point, with what we know, if any of these things had been successful, then we would never know any of these things that were going on in our own government in terms of spying on American citizens, on an American presidential campaign, and all these things you hear, attacking our democracy. This was one of the mantras, and it's coming back again, by the way, too.
Yeah.
But guess who was attacking our democracy? It wasn't President Trump or, you know, this kind of thing. It wasn't candidate Trump. It was people like this who were faking the FISA warrants and using their office and using their influence and their position to try to influence and really do go after our democracy. That's just as simple as it is.
And in the meantime, we also have another problem on our hands, and that's China. Because China says there's a brand new Cold War. Where? In cyberspace.
In cyberspace. Well, of course. This is a major, major thing. And we hear all about these attacks. We hear all about, looking for, it's the same thing as back in the 1920s and 30s.
Yep.
You had the airplanes starting to come into play. You had to have this thing called air superiority. Well, we need to have cyber superiority. It's one of those things that has developed, and if we don't keep up, then we're going to have a cyber-type Pearl Harbor one day.
Yep. And, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Well, moving right along, Kyle, there is a new study that the Latino-owned businesses are growing at a record pace under a Trump economy. More and more Latino startups, more and more Latino businesses that have grown and become bigger, a lot more success, incomes going up. And again, for the people to go, there's no income going up, really? You want to bet?
Well,
you want to bet?
Well, exactly right. And that's the thing, without the daily pummeling from the media and voices in the media and people on the left and even in our own government trying to tell us that President Trump is a racist and he doesn't like people with different skin colors and all this kind of ridiculous stuff. Without that going on, normal people all across the country of all different races and colors and so forth would simply be prospering. And they'd be looking towards Washington and saying, wow, that President Trump's doing a great job. I think I'll vote for him again because our lives have gotten better, economically and so forth. And so, that's going to, pardon the pun, Trump, whatever the people in media are trying to do.
And finally, a couple more things. Beto O'Rourke is saying that people of this country will force Republican senators to impeach Donald Trump. Really, what's he smoking?
Well, I mean, it would be interesting to be a fly on the wall sitting around the conference table and they're writing this stuff for him to go out and say. You know, come on. I mean, really, these kinds of things he's not talking about. He's going to come get our guns, he's going to tax the churches, and now he thinks that we're all going to force the senators to remove the president. That's all wishful thinking.
And then there's Cory Booker, the gift that keeps on giving, because he's going nowhere. He says, I'm praying for a peaceful transfer of power because Trump is trying to make people, to incite people with incendiary language. Really? Well, what the hell's Booker trying to do?
Right. Well, again, this is the projection that goes on. Let's go out there and start talking about how Trump is going to somehow hold on to power like some kind of dictator or something, when in reality they're the ones who won't accept the results of an election. And they're gearing up, Captain, to say they don't have to accept the results of the coming election. That is apparent.
Yep. Tell everybody how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will be talking to you tomorrow night. And in the meantime, when I come back, I'm going to be giving you all the latest information, especially you truckers out there, the tornadoes that are out there tonight moving across the I-40 corridor all the way down to I-20. Got to be very careful tonight, and I'll be telling you all about that. Kyle, talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right. And again, folks, I'll be right back with more information about that on the Truckers Highway and Viber Report. We do have some very serious weather out there tonight to talk about. Tornadoes have already touched down in the Dallas area, encompassed a 20-mile swath all the way from Dallas to Richardson. A lot of damage in the area, a lot of structures down, roofs blown off, trees down, fire equipment can't get to where it needs to get to, taking 45 minutes to an hour because they can't get the trucks down the street. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Magic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Song I wrote, little boogie tune called Race Radio. Little song for that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a four and a quarter. quarter cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a hair right beat, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Road King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
Alrighty, that's Ray Carlisle, Rooster Cruiser. We're going to cut that a little short tonight because we got a lot of stuff to tell the truckers out there. And just heard from Catwoman and Road Dog. They're up there in Blytheville, they said, getting ready to come on down towards Laredo. Well, kiddos, you're going to be in it. I don't know any other way to tell you. Off to your west, you have got that line of severe thunderstorms with tornadoes in them coming in your direction. So just be advised. It's not your average night to be running out on the highway. So let me get right to it. A storm system will bring the potential for severe thunderstorms capable of damaging winds, large hail, and tornadoes across the south central U.S. throughout Monday. Heavy rainfall may also lead to flash flooding. The system will shift towards the eastern U.S. on Tuesday and come into the southeast by Wednesday or Thursday. Then over the western Pacific, there's a typhoon. Also, guess what? In the mountains tonight, out there in Idaho and western part of Montana and Colorado and the upper elevations in Wyoming, you got snow. So we'll get to that in a minute. The most important thing is to tell you where this front is right now. If you're in Missouri and you're coming up I-44, all the way over now to about Fort Leonard Wood, including Branson, Missouri, which is right now getting what appears to be a severe thunderstorm and or could even have a tornado in it, on down into Arkansas, east of Fayetteville, Arkansas, and to the central part of Arkansas to include I-30 right now, and that's one line of storms. And there's another line right behind them in the southeastern corner of Oklahoma, which is still coming out of the Dallas area, which is still under a tornado warning for about another 15 or 20 minutes. And that is pretty much coming right up I-30 all the way to Texarkana, but it's moving to the east, northeast at the moment, but the fishtail takes it all the way down towards San Antonio. It's getting close to San Antonio right now. So, Catwoman and Road Dog, you're going to be in it somewhere along the line. It just all depends on how fast it takes for you to catch up to it. And then it'll move right along almost as quick as you get in it. You'll be out of it because these storms are moving at 40, 50, 55 miles an hour, some of them. But they're very severe. They've already had tornadoes in them, large hail, damaging winds. The straight line winds with this after the tornado came through were 70 miles an hour. So keep that in mind. And that was in the Dallas area just a couple of hours ago, about 3 hours ago now. Now, I'll go down a little bit. I-10 coming in west of San Antonio, you've got some more rain out that way, where there's not the severe thunderstorms, but there definitely is rain as you head out west towards Fort Stockton. And along I-10 tonight, you've got rain in the eastern part of Texas and across Louisiana all the way over towards just about New Orleans. And then it lets up. There is some high winds tonight, in Georgia, from about central Georgia all the way to Tennessee, northeastern corner of Alabama. Tennessee, you got some high winds blowing through there. Southern Ohio, southern Indiana, and southeastern Illinois, high winds blowing through there right at the moment. And up in the northern part of Iowa, to include Sioux City, and the western half of of Wisconsin tonight. Some high winds in there. Some rain along the southern tip of Minnesota tonight. Got some cool temperatures and a frost looks like up there along the upper peninsula of Michigan and the western side of Michigan as well. Got some fog in the Hudson Valley tonight from about Poughkeepsie all the way to Albany. Some high winds north of there up towards Lake George. And, of course, the remnants of Nestor going up the eastern seaboard. That should be gone by about mid-morning. But the riptide and the rain along the Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and Long Island areas, that should all be gone here in just a couple hours or so. And then out in Kansas, got some high winds and some unsettled weather in the central part of Kansas and up there in the north western part of Kansas, and snow in the central rocky, in the central mountains of Wyoming tonight and Colorado. You've actually got a winter storm warning for what looks like Laramie and Cheyenne going up over the top of that area on I-80. And you got winter driving conditions up in Idaho, up around Coeur d'Alene in the western part of Montana. So I-90 coming across there towards Coeur d'Alene, you'll have some snow to deal with and some winter conditions on the highway. Seattle East got a little bit of rain up there tonight on I-90. And a little bit of wind tonight down around San Diego coming off the Pacific, as there's some unsettled weather there that doesn't look like, we don't know what it's going to do just yet. And the central part of New Mexico tonight, you've got some windy conditions there as well. So that's what the weather looks like. And again, this severe thunderstorm and tornado watch and warning that's there pretty much encompasses I-30 right now, all the way up into darn near to Little Rock. And I know Catwoman and Raw Dog, I know you're going to be driving into it. There's just no way out of it. So be careful, and I know you will be, but it should clear you. I say that you're going to have about 30 minutes of that kind of driving in that kind of weather, unless you pull over and let it go by you, which might not be a bad idea, too. But anyway, stay safe and let us know how you make out after you get into that, because I know you're going to be in it shortly based on where you told me you were at a few minutes ago. But anyway, the Captain's America Third Watch and our Truckers Highway and Byway report is always brought to you by your local Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Told you that many times. Now, Pilot's and Flying J's main restaurants now include Arby's, Chester's Chicken, Dairy Queen, Denny's, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, Wendy's, Huddle House, Moe's Southwest Grill, and even a Dunkin' Donuts full service breakfast, lunch, dinner, sit down place. I know, I got one right in my neighborhood. Not bad at all. Matter of fact, I'm going to stop there this morning on the way back home. Grab myself a nice iced coffee. They got some really good iced coffee, all different flavors. And probably get myself, let's see, a bacon, egg, and cheese bagel and some of their hash browns. It's all really good. Making myself hungry. But anyway, your Pilot Travel Center, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. You're going to like it when you see him. Pull in there, give him a shot. By the way, tell him the captain sent you. Get yourself a nice free cup of coffee this time of night. And also, if you're like Nelson, you go up there and get yourself a mug. And shoot, you want to get yourself a cold drink, guess what? They charge you a refill. Charge a refill price. So there you go. And to the folks that are listening to us right now, the Pilots and Flying J's, thank you very much. We appreciate you guys and gals. And I had the occasion to make a stop at a couple of them when I went over to Orlando and came back a week ago. And made some friends over there, and I know they're listening tonight. So howdy, howdy to our friends out there on I-4, the pilots out that way. Alrighty, I will be right back with Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. I'm sure she's going to have a busy night. A lot of stuff going on in the world in which we live. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
The
930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.